This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well met, fellow adventurers. We are back with Sir Croakington. And we're continuing our systematic exploration of all the areas that we previously missed out. So, what's left to do is Lilith's Mountain, I'm pretty sure. Here we go. Oh, my mount's tired. Oh, well, I'm going to have to tend to it. Because I lose stats. Who wants lower stats? Nobody. Well, yeah, maybe some people. But video games have taught us bigger number is better. Yeah, in nearly all circumstances. Tending Stormgate there. Now I can travel a bit more. Alright, got my one bonus to buy. By riding on my horse, which is now well rested. Thank you, Stormgate. I get one MR, SP, and Neville Reserve. I do not need it in any way, but, you know, bigger numbers and all that. Yep, and see, I'm going stored. I'm in the Heart Hills, Lilith's Mountain. Rising out of the thickly forested hills to the north and east of Hawklaw is the towering, jagged tor known as Lilith's Mountain. A steep, stony track winds its way up to the side of the prominent pedicle, ending at the foot of its summit, atop which towers the magnificent monument of the Tor's namesake, Lilith, an adventurer whose bold exploits have forever enshrined her illustrious legacy into the lore of the North Broadlands. Now, getting all the stuff for a statue up there will be difficult, but, you know, magic. Just, you know, magic. Just open a gate and just throw the stuff through. Or maybe carve a regular size statue and then cast Imbiginify on it. And then it becomes this ridiculously colossal statue. Who knows? Who knows? But they're there. Because the GM put them there. Alright, climb to the source summit. The climb to the summit of Lilith's Mountain is no simple feat. The narrow, winding track that clings to the edge of the tall, stony face has crumbled away in places, making the track a treacherous traversal for those unfamiliar with its twists and turns. Many adventurer, having first laid eyes upon the path to the summit, have thought better of attempting the perilous endeavour. Now, thinking better of attempting perilous endeavours is not the sort of thing Sir Croakington has been doing recently. What with all these 150-foot statues she's been climbing for no reason at all. No reason at all. Just there. Just climbing them. All right, attempt the climb to the summit. The top of the high hill, you pass beneath an ornate wooden arch. engraved with the likeness of the famed adventurer Lilith, and begin to make your way up the steep, winding track that leads to the tour's distant summit. Taking care with every step. It says strep here, but I think that's a typo. Whereas you say when you're typing, probably closer to 4 million words by now. Perhaps more. Anyway, a lot of words, definitely several million. You're gonna make mistakes a few times, especially when, you know, you can't afford an editor. Because we don't have enough people paying Swift. And of course, it's very hard to check your own work because it's half reading, half remembering. So if you thought you should put that word in, you just read that word anyway, even if it's the wrong word. Oh well, it happens. I could message him about it, but he's busy. This is if anyone wants to itself. It's section 31,873 has strep instead of step. Oh well. You begin your climb along the stony track, moving ever closer to the Tor summit and the monument that crowns the jagged peak. You reach a point where the surface of the stony track is particularly loose, making it difficult to maintain your footing as you struggle to climb higher along the path. More than once, you slip dangerously close to the edge as you struggle to continue up the treacherous grade. Well, I've started, so I'll continue. I could stop. Yeah. Glancing along the track that lies both before and behind you, you carefully consider abandoning your attempt to reach the tall summit. Okay, I'll abandon it. After taking one last look towards the summit, you turn and begin your descent, taking care not to lose your footing on the loose stony track. At last, after several slips and tumbles, you reach the foot of the path at the base of the tour. After checking over your equipment, you move out of the pinnacle spawning tower and make your way into the lower hills. Okay, so that's what happens if you turn around. Still something worth reading, I guess. Perhaps no one but me has ever read it before. Attempt to climb to the summit. Continue up the stony track. The stones beneath your feet shift and slide as you endeavour to keep your balance and climb higher along the track. And also, some of them are a bit heavy and might bonk me. Because Sir Crokington is rather small. Well, usually. Picking a number, bonus of 50. 20 from agility, 20 from woodmanship, 10 from luck. Got it 90 or more, or something bad will happen. I guess I'll fall down. Pick now. 84, success. After several slips and tumbles, you manage to successfully traverse the loose ground and make your way to a more stable portion of the steep path. Now, come on now, Lilith. I don't know if Lilith is actually responsible for the path to her own statue. But someone presumably is. I mean, maybe. I mean, who knows? Who knows? It's all... Because, I mean, I'm not an expert in the liability laws of Tysa, or if they even have those yet. Moving carefully, you continue your climb along the stony track, sproing, winding your way ever closer to the tall summit and the monument that crowns the jagged peak. At a sharp bend in the track, you reach a spot where your way forward is blocked by a massive boulder that appears to have recently fallen onto the path. Fortunately, I wasn't there at the time. Besides, you'll have to climb over the boulder. Course of action presents no small degree of danger. A single slip while scaling the monstrous what rock could send you plummeting off the tower. Oh dear. I'm not supposed to plummet yet. Attempt the climb past the boulder. After carefully selecting the nooks and crevices into which to wedge your feet, hands, and in some cases, my entire body, you attempt to climb past the massive boulder blocking your path, picking a number. Bonus of 60. 20 from agility, 20 from woodmanship, 20 from body. Got to get 60 or more, so there is literally no way I could possibly fail this check. Now, if my stats were a bit lower, and my woodmanship was either non-existent or a bit lower, there would be a chance. I mean, I think probably the lowest you could get those stats is about 10. Zero woodmanship. So if you rolled a pretty badly rolled character and went straight here, you'd have about a 40% chance of failure, but that would require you going out of your way to make it so you can fail. Alright, I'm going to check the wiki. Has that actually ever happened? Well, if anyone has failed that check, they haven't told anyone what happens. I'm going to assume either a little bit of damage, or, like when you fall elsewhere, you just get magically sent back to the start. Presumably that was a little bit of enchantment Lilith put on this place. Because you're only supposed to die when you start climbing the statues. Not before you get to the statues, that'd be silly. 68 success. You nimbly scale the boulder and drop down onto the path of the opposite side of the massive rock. Taking great care with every step, you continue your climb along the stony track, winding your way ever closer to the tall summit and the monument that crowns the jagged peak. You reach a place along the track where you pause to gaze out across the vast, colourful landscape spread out below. Looking up, you estimate you're perhaps halfway to the top of the tower. Even now, you can see parts of the towering monument that stretches into the fathomless sky, the pinnacle's summit. Well, continue. What do I abandon it now? Abandon the climb. Yeah, and it doesn't matter when you abandon it, you get the same message. Okay, I'm just going to rush through the things we've already done. Coming up the stony track. Same check again, 94. Past the boulder. Past it, because that was always going to happen. Continue up the stony track. Taking great care with every step, you continue your climb along the stony track, winding your way ever closer to the tall summit and the monument that crowns the jagged peak. You're at a spot where the broad portion of the path ahead has crumbled away, leaving a yawning gap in the treacherous track. A rickety wooden bridge, in an advanced state of disrepair, spans the opening. The prospect of attempting to cross the bridge is not an inviting one. Glazing over the edge of the track, you realise a fall from this height would certainly prove fatal. So I can use restoration, presumably to fix the bridge. Or I could just attempt to cross the bridge. I'm going to attempt to cross the bridge. Doing your best to put the dilapidated condition of the bridge out of mind, you carefully begin to make your way across the rickety span. This is a dizzying height to which you've ascended. Quite unsettling when viewed through the sizeable gaps in the bridge's wooden planks. Even more sizeable for Sir Quirkin, she could easily fit through them. But also it also gives the advantage that the length of the planks are easy. Plenty of space on the planks for her, though, so swings about, bounce and all that. Makes you question the wisdom of attempting such a perilous crossing, picking a number. Bonus of 50. 20 from agility, 20 from thievery, 10 from luck. Got to get 60 or more, or fall to my death, apparently. Pick now. 93, success. You reach the far side of the bridge and again step onto the stony track. The entire rickety span groans and shudders. Despite the unsettling nature of the sounds, the bridge remains intact. Taking great care with every step, you continue your climb along the stony track, winding your way ever closer to the tall summit and the monument that crowns the jagged peak. You pass along a broad section of a steep path winding its way up the tor, and spot a short verse engraved on the pinnacle's sheer exposed stone. Examine the engraved verse. The engraved verse, some of which is almost entirely woven away, is still readable. Tallies was here. Well, of course he was. Of course he was here. He's been everywhere. Which is probably very good for a lot of people. Because I think if Tallies had been everywhere, there'd probably be like twice as many monsters in the world. Which would be bad for normal people. Sort of neutral for adventurers. Because, I mean, we like fighting monsters. But, I mean, if we don't, we can always just, you know, gate to another realm to fight monsters if we can't find any around here. And there's always bandits. Always bandits. Yeah, but apparently, Ichthyon, the demon lord, has been arranging things so that the monster supplies are replenished. Probably took him the entire gap between Tallies and me to do so, but apparently he's done it, because even though apparently a lot of the early content is like, there's no monsters around anymore, just bandits, bandits, bandits. But apparently there are lots of monsters around. Of goblins and ogres and trolls and dragons and about 50,000 different types of undead. And there's new monsters, the type that Tallies has never fought. Like Otoruk. I don't think Tallies has fought any Otoruk. Although I wouldn't be surprised if he did. Because he's been everywhere. He's fought everything. Continue up the stony track. Taking care with every step. You continue your climb along the stony track. Winding your way ever closer to the tall summit and the monument that crowns the jagged peak. You reach a spot where the dark, gaping maw of a cave opens onto the steep track. The stench of decay wafts out of the cave. Ooh, decay? Does that mean there could be a body in there? And then I could loot the body? Ooh. Enter the cave. You're standing in the roughly circular interior of the small cave. The cave is less spacious than its gaping mouth seemed to indicate, and the air is filled with the overpowering stench of decay. First glance, the uninviting chamber appears to be empty. Well, let's have a second, third, fourth and fifth glance as well, just to be sure. Search the cave. A thorough search of the cave, during which you do your best to avoid inhaling the foul air, which is sort of difficult for Sir Croakington, because all the foul air sort of sinks to the bottom. So she has to constantly spring up to the better air that's higher up. Spring! Spring! And down. Spring! And down. Picking through the pile, you begin carefully and you've got to be careful not to spring too high or you bonk yourself on the ceiling. That's not good. Picking through the pile, you begin carefully separating your items from the debris in which they're entwined. Amidst the debris, you discover the following. Okay, it's dust. It's just generic loot. I'm going to pick up the good stuff that will actually sell for anything. There's a common scythe that is both ridiculously heavy and not worth much. You find 3 gold and a trinket worth 3 gold, so that's 6 gold. Note, take what you want before leaving this location. Once you move, the treasure will vanish. When you're finished, you complete your examination of the chamber and discover nothing else of any particular interest. Suddenly, an ominous but scraping sound fills the cave chamber, and you spin around to see a massive rock spine scuttling down off the wall. The fearsome, bear-sized Mieropod, its armoured back and dozens of spiny legs perfectly camouflaging it within the cave interior, you know, until it rushes at me, surges towards you, its deadly mandible snapping wildly. Now, there's a lore book entry for Rockspine. Rockspine. These large, bear-sized Mieropods generally assume the colour of any rock surface onto which they cling, making it nearly impossible for them to be detected until they move to attack their wary place. So is it like... is it a chameleon thing, or is it a more of a... More of a, they just shed and they just, they slowly grow a skin, a surface that matches where they've been settled for a while. Rock spines, I mean, it could be either. Unfortunately, Sir Croakington is not an entomologist, and so is not recording all this, you know, just writing things instead. Rock spines are so named due to the sharp ridges that line the top of their multi-sectioned armoured torsos. Armed with a set of powerful jaws and deadly mandibles, these ravenous, many-legged horrors lurk in caves and other dark places, where they lie in wait to ambush any creature unfortunate enough to wander by. Now, I'm assuming perhaps if we weren't in a dark cave, their disguise wouldn't work quite as well. But, in this cave, it works. Alright, I guess we're going to have to find it. As the rock spine crosses between you and the cave mouth, effectively cutting off your only path of escape, you draw yourself into combat-ready stance, prepared to fight this fearless predator to the death. Now, you know what? I think some of these predators should start to learn fear. I mean, it's getting you all killed. A little bit of fear really helps with keeping you alive. That's kind of what it's for. Fear is your body saying, and your brain and various other bits saying, hey, this is a dangerous place. Get out of there, or if not, pay attention. But, of course, Sir Croakington has long ago learned to ignore fear. And apparently this rock spine just never got it in the first place. And so we're just going to keep ramming into each other until one of us is dead. Because we're both too stupid to run away. Of course, the one that's going to be dead is that, because it's a green difficulty fight. The rock spine snaps at you with his deadly jaws. Keep going, and slain. 37 XP. The rock spine rears up as you're about to attempt another strike, before suddenly toppling onto a twitching, oozing heap. Oh, wait, I'm dead. The deadly creature, which long preyed upon those that wandered into its lofty lair, presumably some of those are the source of the loot I just encountered, is now dead. Breathing heavily, you step back from the corpse, thankful to have survived the brutal encounter. Alright, the remains. The cave is... You're standing in the roughly circular interior of the small cave. The cave is less spacious than its gaping mouth would seem to indicate, and the air is filled with the overpowering stench of decay, which I have not really helped. The remains of the massive rock spine lie here in a heap, from which rises a sharp, nauseating odour. Search again. Nothing further interest. Oh, wait, suddenly. At the back of the chamber, partially obscured in a pile of walking debris, discover a rotting leather pouch. You pick up the pouch and open it. Surprised to discover it contains a thick silver bracelet. After casting the pouch aside, you carefully examine the bracelet, tracing your fingers along a series of intricate symbols engraved along the outer edge of the band. It's an unidentified silver bracelet. A series of intricately engraved symbols adorns the outer edge of this thick silver bracelet. This item has not yet been identified. After securing the unexpected finding amongst your other belongings, you conclude your search of the chamber. Alright, leave the cave. Okay, I'm going to quickly descend.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alright, so I could identify this quickly while I still remember I have it. But first, I've got to check if it's actually in the wiki. Yeah, it's in the wiki, so I'm just going to identify it now. Arcania, it's the Bracelet of Luck. And also, another 16 XP to Arcania. It's not much, but it all adds up, considering you're going to be identifying hundreds of items, maybe even thousands. Well, depending on how many. Let's see, unidentified items. Apparently, there's a hundred and sixty unidentified items in this list. Most of them being the icons. Many of them being the icons. So, admittedly, there might be some we didn't tag correctly, but over the course of your adventure, you'd probably use it a few hundred times to identify stuff. So, I mean, it does slowly add up the Arcanium experience, but it's going to be way less than the experience you get from all skills and powers rewards in, say, Proving Ground 6 or Wackner's Mad or even the Hall of Ruin. Just regular ones at the Hall of Ruin, let alone the special rewards you get for finishing the secret chamber off. Anyway, let's have a look at it. Wrist Bracelet of Luck. It's my second bracelet. Luck plus two. Could come in handy. Because you can do this right from the very start. You could start a character and be doing Lilith's Mountain in about 5 minutes. Well, starting it. Finishing it might take 6 or 7 minutes. And then you can get your luck bracelet. Get your luck bracelet to raise your luck by a bit. Get your adventurer's wing to raise it a bit more. Then you'll probably be a lot closer to 20 luck, which would help in various ways. A series of intricately engraved symbols adorn the outer edge of this thick silver bracelet. Okay, well, we've looked at that now. Now to climb Lilith's Mountain again. But this time for keeps. Attempt the climb. Clickety, 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 clicketing through the things we've already done. Slippy rocks. Climb the boulder. Continue up the stony track. Here's the bridge again. Well, we've tried. Alright, now I happen to know that something happens if you fail, so attempt to cross the bridge. 1, 2, 6, fail. You know what? I'm just going to keep doing it over and over again until I do fail. I'm going to pause for now. Yeah, actually, nah. No, I'll just... I don't feel like doing it. It's a 10% failure chance, so I could be stuck trying that again and again for half an hour, and that's boring, so I don't want to do it. You want to find out what happens, play it yourself. Okay? Alright, past the verse, Tally's verse. Enter the cave, search the cave. Nope, we're done here. Continue up the stony track. Moving carefully, you continue along the stony track, winding your way ever closer to the tall summit and the monument that crowns the jagged peak. Here, the track clinging to this tall, sheer rock face is quite narrow, barely 3 feet wide, making any attempt to continue your climb a perilous proposition. Now, of course, I'm now closer to this to the finish than the start, so it's actually safer just to finish it. So attempt to traverse the narrow ledge. Suddenly, a low rumble reaches your ears as the narrow track beneath your feet begins to vibrate. Struggling to maintain your footing, you shoot your gaze upwards and behold a torrent of rock, an earth cascading down upon you from far above. Admittedly, this is a little bit easier for Sir Croakington to look up because her eyes are right on the top of her head. Doesn't have a skull in the way if she wants to look up. So she doesn't have to, you know, arc her neck, because she doesn't have a neck. So yeah, yep. She just saw the avalanche. Torrent of rock. You shoot your gaze upward and behold a torrent of rock and earth cascading it down upon you from far above. For a split second, panic grips you and you find yourself unable to move. The next instant, however, instinct takes over. And you spring into action, desperate to avoid the deadly avalanche. So I can use fortification or dodge the falling rubble. Use fortification. It succeeded. 8 XP to fortification. You hastily channel your power of fortification. With only seconds to spare, a shimmering field of violet sparkles arcs over you, forming a glittering dome into which the full force of the avalanche smashes. The deadly weighing of earth and stone cascades harmlessly off your magical barrier and tumbles down the foot of the torf. Foot of the torf far below. When the danger has passed, your summon sealed abruptly vanishes. Here, the track clinging to this tall sheer rock face is quite narrow, barely 3 feet wide, yep. The narrow ledge is marred in places from being struck by the avalanche. You managed to survive. Okay, try again. Leaning into the shoulder of the tor, you cautiously edge your way across the narrow ledge, eager to rejoin the wider track several yards ahead, picking a number. Bonus of 50. 20 from agility, 20 from thievery, 10 from luck. Got a 75 or more, pick now. 107, success. You reach the edge. End of the narrow ledge and step onto the wide stony track. Believe will leave beyond measure. Well, I think you could measure it if you tried hard enough to have completed the daunting traversal. Proceeding cautiously, you continue your climb along the stony track, winding your way ever closer to the tall summit and the monument that crowns the jagged peak. At last, breathing heavily, with your legs beginning to ache, you reach the top of the stony track and step onto the summit of Lilith's Mountain. As you wind your way through a maze of jagged stone fingers that jut out, out of the ground at odd angles, a massive shadow falls over you. Looking up, you behold the towering monument of Lilith, a statue erected to honour one of the age's most illustrious adventurers. Or, in a more accurately, to give a more of a duelist explanation, to honour someone who's given Matthew Yarrow's quite a lot of money. Which is important, because, you know, you can't do writing if you don't eat. Yeah, and you're like, and that sucks. So, thank you very much, Lilith, for supporting the game. And I'm very sorry to Matthew Yarrows that we didn't fund you enough that you could just write what you want all the time. They have to get distracted with these things. Although, I'm sure you had fun writing it as well. You're standing at the summit of Lilith's Mountain, a towering tower that rises up like a giant fang out of the hard hills, its daunting, jagged peak appearing to rend the sky. At the centre of the broad square of flat ground on which you now stand is an ornate stone pedestal. Perched atop the massive base is the magnificent monument of Lilith, a gargantuan statue that crowns the tower, soaring upwards to a truly astounding height. Make your way over to the monument. The impressive statue of Lilith, a towering monument erected in honour of the legendary adventurer who we met a few episodes back. Beyond the Do Not Open door, and also before the Do Not Open door. She was before the Do Not Open door. She never went beyond it. She could have, but she was otherwise engaged. Depicts her clad in the famous Vest of Sorrows, fabled Ascibian boots, and a magnificent raven bone helm that bears her name. A plated white foot rests on the head of a slain giant. Through those chests protrudes a conjured spike. It's depicted on a slightly smaller scale, though lacking none of their gruesome detail. Are three giants moving in to attack the fearless heroine. From those outstretched hands erupts a deadly hail of magical fire. The last sight the grim trio will ever behold. Ah, you Lilith. I mean, I feel greedy getting two statues. But she's got four statues. An expression of fierce determination dominates Lilith's chiseled countenance, ledging credulence to the engraved verse that adorns the statue's chest. Here stands Lilith, greatest of adventurers. Let her deeds inspire all who follow her on the path to adventure. Now, I don't know how all the other adventurers feel about that. I mean, surely Tally's is still better, even though he is retired, so maybe he's not included. Maybe this is just the greatest of current adventures. Maybe she applies. And there's me, of course, but I haven't done everything yet, so I can't really apply. And Sir Crokerton has only been adventuring for a few years. Lilith has probably been doing it for a decade or more. Staring up at the impressive statue, you're immediately mindful of the many tales, most now legendary, that extol the heroic exploits of Lilith, an adventurer whose deeds and accomplishments will long be remembered throughout the North Broadlands. Examine the inscription on the base of the monument. The inscription carved upon the bottom edge of one of the massive stone blocks supporting the towering statue seems to cryptically refer to an award awaiting anyone able to scale the 150-foot monument. Now, I don't get anything for climbing the giant statues, which are smaller. No, I don't. Pity. Glancing up at the dizzying heights to which the statue soared, you begin to consider the very notion of such a climb to border on madness. Which, of course, means I'm definitely going to do that, because Sir Croakington is affected by the whispered madness and is thus absolutely bonkers, and thus keeps trying to climb these statues. Attempt to climb the monument. Climbing the square base of the monument proves relatively simple, and after only a couple of minutes, most of which spent charging a really big spring, you stand at the foot of the towering statue. Staring upwards, you carefully contemplate the perilous endeavour you're about to undertake. The dangerous ascent would be just over 150 feet. Alright, begin the climb now. Okay, admittedly, over previous episodes, we've climbed a lot of these things. And they're all written exactly the same. So I'm just going to rush through this. 15 feet, 30 feet, almost 50 feet, 60 feet. Halfway up the monument, suddenly, here's the first failure. Your heart skips a beat. And a horrified gasp escapes your lips as you suddenly lose your grip and begin sliding off the statue, picking your number. Bonus 60. 10 from luck. 20 from agility. 10 from body. 20 from fever. Got to get 75 or more or die. Pick now. Whew. 160 success. Split second before you slip off the statue. Your hands snag onto the angular outcropping, abruptly halting your slide. With great effort, you pull yourself back onto the monument. Thankful to have escaped the horrifying plunge into open space. Alright, resuming the climb. Oh, falling again. But I pull myself back up again. Climb higher. Neck and shoulder region. Failure. Do I catch myself? Yes. This is a really tense climb. Alright, try again. 113 success. 100 foot mark. Success. Around the base of the statue's neck. Success. Just a few feet at the top. Success. 64 XP to general. Bathed in sweat and with your limbs aching, you haul yourself over an angled edge of the statue's head and come to rest atop Lilith's monument. After lying on your back for nearly a minute and staring up at the sky as you recover from the arduous climb, return to your feet and survey the impressive view afforded by your lofty vantage. From your perch atop the statue's head, just over 150 feet above the ground, you can see for over a dozen miles in all directions. The colourful landscape mosaic stretches to the horizon, forging a scene of true beauty that both inspires and exhilarates. The winding track around Lilith's Mountain, which you bravely traverse to reach the statue, appears to be little more than a thin band gripping the stone face of the tor, especially on that very thin part. As you warily make your way around the statue's broad head, taking care not to place your feet too close to the edge. Now, it's very lucky for me that none of these adventurers decided to wear a dunce cap, because then I'd have nowhere to stand. Or any other really pointy piece of headwear. Okay, what is pointy? I know the dunce cap is the pointiest, one of those things that medieval fantasy princesses wear. They're also pointy, I think. What is pointy? Gotta be pointy. I'm sure there are other pointy hats. There's a pickle harbour. If Lilith had decided to wear a pickle harbour, you know, those pointy World War One Germany hats with the spike for no apparent reason. I'm sure it's a reason that made a lot of sense at the time, along with a lot of the other very silly things they did around there that made perfect sense at the time. But then we look back, we think, that was incredibly stupid. I think that's pretty much the entire period is People look back at that and think, that's incredibly stupid. And I'm sure a lot of people will look back on our time right now and think, that's so incredibly stupid. Didn't you know that was stupid? Didn't someone tell you that that was really stupid? Weren't you paying attention and noticed the profound stupidity of the actions that you were engaged in? Or were you just too stupid to even know you were stupid? Well, perhaps. As you warily make your way round the statue's broad head, taking care not to place your feet too close to the edge, you peer down at a realm that seems more peaceful than you have ever known it. Suddenly, alerted by the movement to your left, you whip your head in that direction, and are startled to find a tall man in a green tunic and a grey cape standing only a few feet away. A wide-brimmed leather hat covers his head, casting a shadow that largely obscures his slender face. Yep, it's the leather hat man. We have met before, and we will meet again. Still climbing these things, he says, shaking his head. I hope that someone would have dissuaded you from it by now. Falling off one of them might do it. No, it doesn't. But that's a rather grim thing to say, and I apologise for having said it. The stranger tosses you a small cloth pouch, which you discover contains a tiny raven bone cube. That's 9 of them now. Keep that safe. Not the pouch, mind you. The cube! If you manage to collect enough of these, something quite extraordinary will result from it. You immediately inquire about the something quite extraordinary, but the man shrugs in response. I don't know any more about it, he says. I suppose that would be because no one has yet collected enough of those little cubes. You're on your way with them, though. 64 Expeditor General. The stranger waves his hand at a glowing blue glyph in the form of a griffin silhouette appears directly in front of your feet. I think you already know, but this will get you back down in the safest possible manner, he says. Can't always be around, mind you. So, well, that will be that. Take care of yourself. With no particular reason to linger here, you bid the stranger farewell and step onto the glyph. A dazzling flash of blue light erupts from the glyph as you step onto it, causing you to instinctively close your eyes, protect them from the intensity of the glow. Only a split second later, when your eyes spring open, you discover you're once again standing on the ground next to the base of the monument, but still very high up. Move away from the monument. Descend the tor. You prepare to descend from the top of the nearest mountain, hoping the way down will prove far less difficult than the climb to reach the summit. Suddenly, your keen eyes take notice of something etched onto the base of a tall, nearby shoulder of rock. You're surprised to discover that the etching on the shoulder of rock is actually the outline of a carefully concealed door. As you draw up to the door, it suddenly swings silently open, revealing a narrow stair that spirals down into darkness. Engraved on the back side of the open door is the following: a less dangerous way up and down. Well, then, I'll definitely take that. We've had enough of danger for now. But after a little nap, we'll be able to have more danger. Descend the hidden stair. As you step onto the stairs, the stone door swings silently closed at your heels, with your fateful light source scattering the gloom. You slowly and cautiously wind your way down the stair, taking great care with the placement of each and every step. After what seems like an eternity, you reach a broad landing. A towering stone door at the bottom of the stairs. You gently pull the wooden lever to the left of the door. The massive portal swings open, flooding the darkness with the dazzling light of the outside world. Thankful to once again fill your lungs with fresh air, you step out through the open door and onto the stony ground at the base of the tor. The secret door closes silently behind you. After checking over your equipment and taking a few minutes to recover from your exertion, you move out of the pinnacle's sprawling shadow and make your way down into the lower hills. Alright, that is that. That's pretty much all that you can do at Lilith's Monument. Unless, of course, you feel like climbing it again for no reason, or maybe just appreciating the excellent stonemasonship. Alright, back to Hawklaw. And save. Alright, so next time, I think this might be the very last of the... This may well be the last of the exploring every little zone bits. Because there's not much left in the southern or southeast house, so I've not been before. I mean, there's Blackstorm Tower, but that hasn't turned out to be a thing. Maybe it will later, maybe it's just been forgot. Anyhow. So next time, Thornwall Dell, there's another one of those statues there. And then that will be. And then I'll be finally finished exploring all the little used spaces of the map. And then after that, we can continue with Orgrove's Trail, which will start quite a long saga. And then after that, I think we'll be, there'll be more stuff. Anyway, we'll see. Thornwall Dell next. Beyond that, who knows? Well, I know some of it, but maybe there's some things will turn up at the interim. Anyway, until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.